Hi, we're here with Danielle Fox, Pashasti, and Sharna Sun. And today we're going to be talking about, in regards to Valentine's Day, couples in Hollywood and all the romance that's going on there.
Or some of the not so lovely romance that is brewing between couples these days.
So let's start out with the most, I would say, controversial couple right now, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, with that whole 2-year age difference.
Wait, how old is Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber, I believe, is 16 years old.
And Selena Gomez is 18?
Yeah. Oh. In fact, in a recent video posted on, I think, E! Online, or, you know, some of the other websites, it was very, very funny, because Justin Bieber, normally, you know how the boy opens the door for the girl on the date? Well, because Selena can drive and Justin can't, Justin opened the driver's side of the door for Selena to get into the car, because obviously he can't drive, so.
And again, some of the not-so-happy love flowing in Hollywood is obviously the split between Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz, and, you know, a lot of people thought this relationship was actually going to last.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was.
They're both kind of rockers. Yeah. They both really.
And they've been together for quite some time.
Yeah, and events are actually coming. News is coming out that she actually started partying and drinking a couple months ago.
And she's a mom.
Yeah, and so her and her husband are getting a divorce again. No one expected this, and it's actually 2-0 for the Simpson sisters. You know, Nick Lachey and Jess got a divorce, and then Ashley and her first husband are getting a divorce. So.
Well, I think to add on to your list, right, Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, they got a divorce.
And I was so surprised because they seem like so like.
And the Cyrus parents?
Yeah.
Cyrus parents, yeah. I mean, with the whole Scarlett Johansson and Ryan Reynolds thing, I think that,
I mean,
I just personally took from that, I think he was a little bit more controlling in the relationship. I just see that, but also with that, there was a lot of distance between them.
Yeah, I knew
them.
They were, like, separated for quite some time before getting the divorce, but.
But on a positive note, Natalie Portman has found herself a husband to be, and also is pregnant and has a baby to be.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting and great for her.
She was showing off her baby bump.
Right.
Yeah.
At the SAG Awards, right?
And at the Golden Globes. Yeah.
And also on a more positive and odd note, one relationship that a lot of people thought wasn't going to last and is actually, you know, lasting quite well is the one between Avril Lavigne and Brody Jenner. They're going strong and they're together still, and they were just spotted together having dinner, and they're kind of an odd coupling. She's a rocker and he's more of a playboy, but they work really well together, so I think that's one of the most interesting relationships we have right
now. That's a Canadian.
Now. But
here I was thinking, oh wow, that's a long time for someone.
But that's one of the more
And Katy Perry and Russell Crowe are very cute together.
Yeah, they are. Oh, on a interesting funny note, she actually said, because of the whole Bieber pandemonia, they said they wanted a Bieber of their own, so pregnancy rumors or trying to get pregnant is going on. They said
they seem well suited for each other,
and
to say the least.
On a funny note, they also said that they can't have the real Justin because he's too busy.
Yeah,
right.
I can't imagine.
Too busy hanging out with all those rappers.
Yeah.
Oh. And Selena, of course.
Yeah. And did anyone watch the Grammys last night, out of curiosity?
I saw parts of it.
Did you see any relationships going on, I guess?
There looks like there was some interest between Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. But,
and, yeah, I mean, we saw Lady Gaga get out of that egg, which was interesting.
Yes.
Lady Gaga, woo! Who knows where she's gonna land up?
On a final note, it's Valentine's Day. So
yes, happy Valentine's Day.
And know that there's love in the real world outside of Hollywood, too.
Yes.